Fair trade product sales in the Czech Republic increased by some 60% in 2010, representing a turnover of some 80 million crowns. The sharp rise in interest in items produced in developing countries under transparent conditions and according to clear ethical norms has been attributed to several factors, and earlier today Radio Prague discussed some of them with Tomáš Bílý, the head of the Czech Fair Trade Association.
The main thing is that in 2010, many retail chains introduced fair trade products in their stores. That means fair trade products became widely available for the consumers in the Czech Republic. There are now more than 100 supermarkets around the Czech Republic that have fair trade products in their shops. And there are a lot of other stores and small shops and workshops here, so the products are available. The other thing is that in the last years, there are also many campaigns for fair trade as a trading partnership that is based on the dialogue, transparency and respect to the fair trade producers.
What are the basic, say, tenets of fair trade on the side of producers in developing countries? What do they have to do, or what requirements do they have to meet to be able to be included in the project?
The basic ones are that there is the prohibition of child labor, there are the minimum prices for the producers, and there are many other basic standards for the producers. And fair trade, what the producer has to do to join fair trade? The producer has to get the certification. And in the certification, there are these standards that the producer has to fulfill. And it's not the problem of the producer mainly to fulfill these standards, but this is the problem of the company that is dealing with these producers. That means that there are, for example, the minimum prices for the producers, and that means that the importer or the exporter from the producer has to fulfill, for example, the standard of the minimum price for the producer. And there are auditors that are making sure that all the standards are fulfilled, and then the producer can get the certification and the importer also.
I've read that the very first fair trade products to make it onto the Czech market was back in 1994. Is that correct? And mm-hmm. What
yes.
kinds of products were they?
That's correct. It was 1994, and these were the handicraft products. Because fair trade is not only about coffee, tea, or rice, or sugar, or cocoa, but also about handicraft products. And that means from 1994 till 2004, all these 10 years, there were only handicrafts products here in the Czech Republic, and it was not well known among the people here. And in 2004, as the Czech Republic entered the EU, then the first food products were imported here. The prices are more or less comparable if we compare all the parts of the product. That means also the quality, for example, if the product is organic certified and so on. Then, for example, chocolates are comparable. In other cases, for example, tea is a little bit expensiver. It's a little bit more expensive if you buy fair trade tea. But it's also because of the situation on the market, because the market is quite small here in the Czech Republic. On the other hand, in other countries of Europe, that means, for example, Great Britain or Switzerland and other countries, the fair trade market is already so big that the products are quite the same price. We are hoping that fair trade will be a fashion here too in some years. So the situation is quite different from the situation 5 years ago.
This Saturday, hundreds of Czech customers are expected to be among those marking World Fair Trade Day, with a number of events being offered, including a fair trade breakfast for those who come out. Some 40 towns around the country are taking part, so interested customers or other parties might want to mark down the date. That's this Saturday in participating areas. You can find a link to the Czech Fair Trade Association at our website.